views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show at ElizabethCookson.com. That's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And I'd love to be a friend with you on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, so hook up with me. We've got a lot of great folks in the community, and I'm always sharing information and free tidbits. And so today I wanted to kickstart our day with an amazing blessing. As I was reading this morning some different articles, I asked for guidance for our show. And one of the things that came up is, right now, we are in a beautiful, beautiful place, and we are asking a lot of questions, whether it's of our spirit guides, whether it's God, whether it's our friends. And the biggest thing that is popping up right now is, hey, we've got the power, and we have got the ability to resolve any situation, and they're just reminding us that we can do this. We can do it no matter what. And so if you have any kind of question in your life right now and you're like, wow, how do I get through this? Just sit peacefully, just quiet for just a few moments and just listen and see what comes to you, because right now you've got all the tools, whether it's healing, whether it's energy work, whether it's just guidance on this particular situation that comes to mind right away. Today we have an amazing, amazing guest, Jean Adrian, and she is the author, healer, teacher, and creator of Quantum Change. She's a graduate of Florida State University with a BA in psychology, and she is going to share with us a little bit about InnerSpeak and her breakthrough coaching method. And definitely, if you want to connect with us today online, it's 1-800-930-2819. And Jean will work with you on her InnerSpeak methodology that she has. And she also has several books. She's got Reframe Your World, Conscious Living in the New Reality and Soul Adventures, which is available on Amazon. But what we're going to talk about right now is Power Tools. And this is an amazing book. It is so cool. It is like the woman's toolkit, but it's actually for everyone. So before we get into the book, let's bring on Jean. Jean, welcome.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you? And thank you for bringing me onto your show today.
You are very welcome. It is my pleasure. And you know, one of the things that was so interesting as I started to read your book, I had to smile because, you know, that when I first looked at it, I'm like, okay, power tools, what's this about? And what is it going to do? It's going to kickstart me in a direction, and let's just see where it rips me into. And it was beautiful. I love how you open your book. And one of the things is I want you to really share, how did you really get started with creating this concept of power tools?
Well, you know, I've been on this path of healing for myself. Of, you know, my goal is to not come back again after this lifetime. You know, I want to get it all done and, you know, and then go sit on a cloud somewhere and play a harp, you know, whatever. I'm tired of the struggle and I'm tired of the work. And so I've decided to just really go, you know, everything to the wall, to do what I need to do, to let go of all the old paradigms that are inappropriate or just, you know, out of alignment with consciousness today. And so I think really where I got started with this particular book was that, you know, I'm pretty darn good at creating my reality. I've been, again, working on that one for a long time as well. And I've gotten pretty good at making my life fantastic. I really want for nothing. But what I figured out was that my creation methods were kind of haphazard. You know, I could decide that I was going to manifest X in my life and have it, you know, manifest before I could even walk out the door. But then there would be Y that I also desire to create in my life, and it just wouldn't happen. And, you know, so I decided, and I asked my guides, I said, you know, I want to figure out what's going on with this. I want a cookie-cutter method where I can do conscious creation and have it work every time and work quickly. And, of course, you know, in the back of my mind is thinking, well, if I can figure that thing out, I can sell that puppy and become a millionaire really fast, you know. And so they started to share with me where I was making mistakes, where I was blocking myself, and really kind of, you know, more holistic ways of doing conscious creation so that they work. And that's sort of where the book came from. And they gave it to me in little tools. And they used just everyday items that I had around my house, except, well, the jackhammer. Of course, I didn't have one of those. But it was the piece that I needed the most. And, you know, but they gave me everyday items, and they said, here's what you're going to use today to shift up another notch. And, yeah, so that's really where I started.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how it does work because, you know, I think everybody has, you know, experiences that you share in the book where you're like, okay, why is this showing up for me again? I thought I already did all the work to get rid of this.
Uh-huh.
And you realize, wow, it's a little bit deeper in taking it to the core. You know, for example, you know, one of the things that people right now, in hitting January, you go to the store, you see people with all their diets, the treadmills, the exercise promotions. So I want to hit just a little bit on health and how do you create health? Because I think there's a misnomer that people think I have to do X to achieve Y. And most of it has to do with I got to buy an expensive program to lose weight. And a lot of it could actually be heavy weight of things that we're carrying from our past. And I think that one of the things that you mentioned, you know, in creating health in your book, there's just so many different pieces. And I would love for you to share that, especially since we're in November and a lot of people are going, okay, I'm ready. What's the tool for perfect health?
Yeah, you know, and what's really funny is that you mention this because as I pulled in the parking lot at the gym today, you know, there were no parking places. And I thought to myself, oh, boy, here we go again. It's that January phenomenon where, you know, everybody has signed up for the gym and I can't find a place to park. And by February, it'll be okay because I'll be able to find my parking place again, you know. So, you know, that really is really kind of what it's all about. And it's one of those things where we set ourselves up for failure. Because we decide to go crazy with diets and exercise, you know, with our New Year's resolution, and then pretty soon all of the old limiting beliefs that are stored in our body start rising to the top. And, you know, before you know it, you're back to the old habits, and you've blown the resolutions, and then you start beating yourself up. You know, how many people out there have done that one before? Is it just me? You know,
exactly. And I think it was perfect because you talked about, you know, you were having back problems and you carried a lot of weight in your back, and some of that was from past experiences. And so I think that's something that, you know, I know we only have a couple minutes before we take our break, but just share, how did you finally figure out what was causing your back trouble?
Well, you know, I use my I use my InnerSpeak process on myself almost every day. Lately, I've been doing it every day because lately, as you and I were talking about before we went on the air, we're all going through some serious consciousness growth right now. And we're in the middle of a huge and wonderful slide into a new reality. So I use that, but, you know, I had the back pain, and it was so painful that I couldn't ride in the passenger side of a car. I had to drive because that turning to get in from the left side, from the right side of the car and turning left made my back go into spasm, and I was getting kind of tired of having to be the one that always drove, but I went to the chiropractor, and luckily I've got a great chiropractor, and she said, oh, boy, Jean, it's not your back. It's your gallbladder. And I was like, really? And she said, yeah, you need to do a gallbladder cleanse because this is really a severe one. Otherwise, it wouldn't be hurting in your back. And, you know, so I was doing both the inner work and the outer work with cleansing the gallbladder and doing the inner speak. And what I found was that I had stored so much anger and so much resentment right there in the liver gallbladder. And it was really quite interesting. You know, as part of the cleanse, I passed over 100 gallstones.
Oh my goodness.
That's how much anger and resentment I had allowed to crystallize inside my body. Because what happens is every time we don't process an emotion or a judgment, it goes inside our body somewhere. And, you know, it becomes harder and harder. And for me, you know, I didn't want to deal with that. And so they just got stuffed deeper and deeper until it became so painful that I couldn't not look at it. And I had to had to go in there and do the forgiveness work. And a lot of the forgiveness work was about forgiving me and let it go. And then I was able to release that sludge from my body.
And you know what? That is something I would love to share when we get back. We're going to take a commercial break, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and our special guest, Jean Adrian. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Kixon, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. And I have a special guest today, Jean Adrian. And Jean, I would love for you to share your website and information on how people can get connected with you.
Absolutely. So my website is www.jeanadrian.com. That's JeanAdrienne.com. And for everyone who goes to my website and signs up for my newsletter, I've got a wonderful gift for you. You get a subscription, a free subscription, to the online version of my Inner Speak cards so that you can do healings and clearings on yourself every day, and it's my gift to you. And also, you can get your copy of Power Tools out there. It's right there on the homepage. And when you come back with your receipt from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore, put your receipt number in there, and it will unlock for you the launch page for my book that has a bunch of really fabulous gifts from a lot of my friends. And I'm actually donating a gift to it, too, which is my DNA activation movie called Reconnecting Soul. It's a meditation movie, and you'll love it.
Oh, how cool is that? How awesome. Thank you very much for sharing with us and providing so many awesome gifts to the listeners. And, you know, I want to get back to what we were chatting about before the commercial break, and it's so near and dear to me, and it's about forgiveness. And you were sharing about how you were having these shifts and changes within your body to become whole and healthy by really acknowledging that you needed to forgive yourself. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, the first thing I have to say is our bodies are such wonderful gifts, because if you listen to your body, if you stay in touch with your body will show you and tell you where things aren't really in alignment with your truth and your purpose. So, you know, when you got aches or pains, it generally means that there's something that's not quite right. And if you kind of drill down into it and excavate through the muck, then usually you're able to find what your body's trying to tell you. And, you know, for me, the gallbladder stuff and the liver stuff was all about anger and resentment. And, you know, we're all connected. So when you're angry at someone or, you know, anybody outside yourself, it's generally a reflection of anger that you have towards yourself. So what I found was I had to go and figure out what it was about me that I was upset about or angry about. And I had to go and actually forgive myself for what I had done and what I hadn't done, but that I knew that I should have. And that's not necessarily easy work. Because,
no.
You know, it really brings our own foibles right into our face. But we have to do that. We have to go find all of the resentment and all the judgment and let it go. Because otherwise, you know, it's like you're pushing a boulder up the side of a mountain when you're carrying all of that old stuff with you. It wears you out.
It is, and I think one of the things that people really experience is that control. When you start to see people who have, like, the backache or their knees get, you know, give out on them, there's a lot of not letting go there. There's a lot of resistance. And, you know, what I really see in a lot of people that have different ailments or dis-ease in their body as well, and I'm sure you can attest to this, is there's a lot of control, and that could come from their childhood where they felt like they didn't have control, or that lack of control of being manipulated and having things happen. So then as they grow up, it's the only thing they know is they have to control, because they don't want to be controlled again. So they resist that versus allowing things to flow. And then in return, you know, we're reminded with these different ailments or diseases in our body, and then all of a sudden, because we carry everybody, we get back pain, right? Or our knees might give out, or we may have difficulties with certain parts of our body. And if you really think about what does that part of our body do, you start to connect, why does this keep showing up for me? And one of the things that you mentioned was inner speak. Can you share with us a little bit more about inner speak and what that is?
Absolutely. So InnerSpeak is a channel tool. I channeled it about 10 or 11 years ago. And what it is language of the soul. You know, because our soul is talking to us all the time. And if we knew the language and if we listen, then we wouldn't have any issues. We wouldn't have any pain in our body. We wouldn't have problems in relationships. We wouldn't lack for anything. But we don't know the language, or we just think what we're hearing is just our, you know, we're making it up. It's our own imagination. Well, you know, so that's really what InnerSpeak is all about. It's 144 files of information in its complete form, and each file has 36 pieces of information inside it. And I use muscle testing or kinesiology when I work with clients to allow their soul, their body, mind, spirit to say, okay, Elizabeth needs to know the 14th piece of information on page 80 and the 30th piece of information on page 3 and so on like that, and it weaves a healing story. But a long time ago, my guides told me that, you know, there are a lot of people that could use this work, but they're never going to take a class. They won't read a book, and they probably won't even come to you for sessions. So why don't you make a deck of cards out of it? Because people will play with cards, you know, and they then can empower themselves to clear their own stuff away. And so I took it down to a level of cards, and the cards are actually, they're the colors of the chakras, 7 different colors, and each one's a different type of card. The red cards are the source, or where you set the blocks up for yourself. The orange cards are the setup, what happened to you then. The yellow cards are the soul reaction, what did it do to your soul. The blue cards are the stuck belief that you need to acknowledge and let go. The green cards are the clearings, and you do the clearings until, you know, you feel that you're done. And there are indigo cards that if it's a past life that you're clearing, the indigo card will tell you where the lifetime took place. And the last cards are the violet cards, and they're the blessings that you receive from the angels for doing the work.
Wow, and how cool is that?
And
you know, one of the
simple
things that it seems really simple, but I love cards, and I love, because, you know, it's really allowing things just to kind of flow. And so there's not a lot of control, as we just mentioned, over, you know, playing with cards, because it becomes a game. And so when you play a game with your ego, you know, everything kind of falls where it's intended to, because the head's not involved. And so that's why I love cards, because it's such a beautiful tool for all the folks who really like visuals, who like to touch things tactically. I mean, it gets all your senses. It's just an amazing tool. So with your cards, I've got a question for you. So in using your InnerSpeak tools, and for people to do this on a daily basis, is it guided? So I have like a book, and I know that you said it could be a part of a past lifetime, so I can figure that out, or is that just part of your coaching when you work with individuals versus just being able to look at the cards?
Yeah, absolutely. The InnerSpeak card deck, it's a physical deck. It comes with a book that explains every card and really kind of gives you the intuition behind each of the cards. And then online, it's made into a game. It's completely automated. It shows you how many cards to pick, and then every time you turn over a card, it tells you exactly what the card means. So, yeah, I mean, it's foolproof. It's absolutely foolproof. You want to try it?
Sure. I think we've got about 3 minutes. Is that going to be enough time to do this?
Oh, yeah.
And we might have to take
absolutely.
It off air if we're not done. Okay. Yep, I'm open.
Okay. All right. So is there anything going on in your life right now that's not going exactly the way you want it? Anything that you need to clear?
Finances would be awesome.
All right. So just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help in looking at what we need to look at today so that we can clear your finances.
Oh, perfect. Yes, definitely take a look in there and look at my little toolkit, my toolbox.
All right. Okay, so I pulled the red card to say, where did this block on finances come? And it's ancestral, Elizabeth. It's a woman on... It's on your mother's side of the family. Is it more than five generations back? No, five, four, three. It's your grandmother.
Yes.
Created some sort of a limiting belief that that you inherited, and it's causing you to not be able to manifest abundance as rapidly or as much as you would like. Let's see what happened to grandmother. Oh, boy. I love it when I do this on the air. I don't know anything about you or your grandmother, but what it says, the setup cards, the orange cards are the setup, and I pulled two of them. And it said that what she was dealing with in her lifetime was denied infidelity and being forced into or out of partnership or marriage. So does that ring true with anything that you know about your mother's mother?
Not her necessarily. I'm going to let you keep going because maybe there might be a connection there, and let's just see where it goes.
All right. The yellow card is the soul reaction, and this is where you connect with this woman, and it says her heart was shut down because of the trauma in her marriage. Okay, so you're connected there, so you've got some blocks in the heart chakra. And if you've read my book, you know that money is a frequency, it's the same frequency as love. And so if your heart's not fully open, then it's difficult to manifest money. Because that's, you've got to love the money. And there's a
so
stuck
need money.
Yeah, right. And the stuck belief that she had was that she was broken. And this is why these things were happening, was because, you know, it was her fault. She was broken. And so the money factory is a little bit broken. So we need to clear for her. And as you clear for your grandmother, it'll clear for you as well. So I'm going to pull three of the green cards. They are the clearing cards. And the first thing I want you to do is I just want you to ask that your vibration be lifted as high as is humanly possible for you right here, right now. Let's lift you above your grandmother's vibration. Perfect. And around the outside of your field, you've created for yourself a transparent membrane. It actually looks like an egg. And what it does is it keeps you from receiving the inflow as quickly and as wonderfully as you would like. I want you to look out at the edge of your field, and I want you to find that little transparent egg and dissolve it.
Mm. And, Jean, I'm actually going to do this a little bit more off the air because we do need to take a commercial break.
All right.
And we will definitely let the listeners know what happens here in the next couple minutes while we're taking this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Fantastic.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
that nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
For listening. This is an amazing, amazing shift I'm feeling at as we were on commercial break. I have to share with you, I chatted a little bit with Jean just to kind of get her up to speed on what I was feeling and to kind of validate where she was expressing maybe some infidelity. And this is part of the new book that I am writing, and it shares a little bit about our family history. And my family history, my grandparents actually came from a very, very well-to-do family. They actually came to the United States basically being worth quite a bit of money, and they were forced to flee for their freedom. So that was the feeling that she was picking up, was almost that being raped of everything that they've earned and worked so hard for, to have to leave just to be free. And so that makes total sense to me, and how her heart would be broken and how she had to leave her family and everyone behind to gain freedom. So Jean, welcome back. And I know we were doing a little bit of clearing, and one of the things that we were doing is I was connecting with my grandmother, and we were just having a little communication. Jean, do you want to go ahead and continue where we left off for a moment? And then we have somebody that has just called in, Kathy, who we're going to bring on in just a moment.
Yeah, so you did a huge clearing and release for your grandmother, who was still holding on to some old resentment and judgment from what happened to her when she had to leave everything behind and when she lost everything. And you received blessings from the angels for helping your grandmother. The first blessing is release from overwhelm, and the second blessing is renewed faith in yourself so that you can manifest everything you desire. And it's always gratitude that owns every clearing, so Elizabeth, just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides.
Mm-hmm.
And good job. You
Beautiful.
Did great.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, we have Kathy who has called in. Kathy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, Elizabeth, and hi, Jean.
Hi, Kathy.
Welcome. What's your question?
The question is, and this is going to be something that will be fun to explore, my connection to my weight.
All right. So, do you want to do a little quick InterSpeak mini reading so that we can see why you're holding weight on your body?
We could do that, yeah. I'm
okay.
Totally open.
Okay, so just take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask for help. That's funny because yours is an ancestral issue as well.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. the ancestor is the ancestor male, female? Is it on mom? Is it on father's side of the family? Is it more than five generations back? No, 5, 4, 3, 2. So this is your father's mother, as was a grandmother for you as well, but on your father's side of the family. And the setup around this, it says that she was punished for something she didn't do, punished for another's misdeeds, and she felt like a failure. So that's her burden. Let's look at the soul reaction and see what this did to her soul. It caused her soul to feel alienated and alone. And that's kind of where you connect. So, Kathy, do you sort of feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And there's a stuck belief.
Funny, Jean, I have to give you this feedback, which is really cool.
Okay.
I have her exact body type.
Wow.
Very narrow on top, very narrow shoulders, a defined waist, and then the expansive part of me.
Okay. All right. Well, her belief was other people are better than I am. And so to a certain extent, you know, you carry that burden as well because you inherit it. It's in your DNA. So let's clear for her, and let's clear for her, and let's clear for you as well. All right. So first thing I want you to do is close your eyes and find all the areas of old stuck energy in your body that hold this weight on. This is her thought forms that you're carrying in your body. And just let them all go. Let God and the angels take them to the light. Excellent. And you've got some other energetic debris that you inherited from your grandmother. And this looks like mirrors. What it does is it attracts to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like that you're less than, that other people are better than me. So I want you to ask God and the angels to take all these mirrors away from you right now, out of your field, out of your body. Excellent. And I want you now to look at yourself in an imaginary mirror. And the image that you're going to see is your grandmother overshadowing you. And I want you just lovingly to blow her image away so that you can see you, slim, fit, healthy, happy, being of light that you are. And just let her go to the light because you don't need to run your grandmother's stuff.
Fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's your connection to your weight.
Yeah, because I know that I've carried something that isn't mine.
Right. And your blessing for having the courage to call in today is synchronistic flow and good fortune and opening to miracles. So just know that it's time. 2013 is your year to create the body that you want. Talk to the souls of the cells of your body and ask them to return to their divine blueprint so that you're not holding your grandmother's blueprint anymore. You don't need to do that for her.
Thank you so very much, Jean, and thank you, Elizabeth, for the call-in opportunity.
My pleasure. And Jean, why don't you share your website again? Because, you know, I'm sure after Kathy goes through this change, and it's so interesting because at the beginning of the show we were talking a little bit about January and kickstarting our year and diets and ways to really release and let go. And this is such a beautiful call to just really share that sometimes things are connected to us that maybe we don't even realize that we can help let go and lose some of those unnecessary pounds because of things we've carried even from our past. And Jean, if you can share your website, then people can get back in touch with you with their experiences so that you can, you know, really share that also with your other listeners and groups.
Absolutely. It's jeanadrienne.com, JeanAdrienne.com. And if you go up in the upper right-hand corner and sign up for my newsletter, you'll get a link so that you can use these online cards for yourself to do these clearings in the privacy of your home in front of your computer. And, you know, and it works on weight. I'll share this with Kathy. It took me a long time to really peel away all the layers that were holding me in overweight. But I finally did it. I broke the code on it, actually, and in the last year, I was able to lose 80 pounds easily.
Oh, my God.
It just it fell off, and it took about 7 months, and I lost 80 pounds, and I've kept it off. You know, because I didn't need to hold all that old stuff anymore because I had released the energetic wounds. And once they were gone, the weight just, you know, fell off.
Wow, that is so amazing. And can you imagine, all these people now are driving home and maybe later listening to this recording and going, okay, I really need to connect with Jane. And I can tell you right now, it was really an amazing shift. And you can feel the energy as it shifts because there's this lightness that comes through you. So when you really feel and identify with that block, as Kathy identified, you know, with her block, as I identified with mine, if there is this sensation of freeing that comes over you, and it's just this really peaceful, energetic kind of feeling, and it's absolutely beautiful, Jean. I want to thank you so much for that.
You're
gift.
Very welcome. You know, and it doesn't have to be hard. You know, the time of having to struggle and work hard to learn our lessons and let them go, that's past. You know, we've blown past that now, and it can be easy, it can be peaceful, it can be immediate.
Mm. Very, very beautiful. And I know we're going to take a commercial break. I want you all to hang out with us just a little bit longer because when we come back, we're going to share something that is going to just enlighten you. We'll be right back.
Ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Jean Adrian. And I have to share with you, we're talking a little bit offline with all of the different shifts and things that are happening in our lives and just the two shifts that you just heard live today and the amazing energy that we're feeling from that. And it's really exciting because it was a confirmation of something I already knew. And the connection to my grandmother, I never would have made that connection, even though my grandmother and I are so connected. And so that was a very beautiful experience. And so, Jean, I want to have you share something that is really going to enlighten the listeners today. And we talked a little bit about shifting. And in 2013, it's all about changing and all in a really good way. So I welcome you to the floor and provide some tools or techniques for the listeners, just something quick to help them make a big shift in their lives.
Absolutely. The energy, in my opinion, the energy for 2013 is all about shift, but it's also all about two other things. It's all about accountability and responsibility. You know, we have come past the place where we can get away with thinking that we're the victim and that things happen outside of us. Trust me, if something happens in your life, it's because you thought it up. What you think is what you create in your life. You know, the universe will give you everything you ask for, but it doesn't give you what you don't ask for. So you really have to be careful how you phrase the desires that you place out into the universe. Because the universe's answer is always yes to everything that you request. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, if you're thinking negative thoughts and letting them fly out of your head, you're going to get those too. But I got a couple of things that I think that really sort of sum up how creation, conscious creation works. And so the first rule is you have to ask for it. Because the universe is not going to give you what you don't ask for. And the second thing is you have to participate in the equation. So, you know, once you ask for it, you have to put energy in that direction. It's just like, you know, with Kathy, she wants to lose weight. She puts that out to the universe that she's ready to lose weight. But just thinking that she's going to lose weight doesn't necessarily cause the pounds to vanish. I mean, I told you guys I lost 80 pounds. But I told the universe I was ready to do it. I cleared away all my baggage that was holding that weight on my body. And then, lo and behold, the perfect program showed up on my doorstep. And it worked beautifully for me.
I love that.
You know, and it might not be the right one for you, but trust me, when you ask, the exact and perfect program will show up for you. The third piece of the puzzle is that the change you're requesting can only happen at your level of belief. So in other words, if you think that it can happen, it will. But if you don't believe it can happen, then guess what? It won't. Because it's all about what you believe. And the last piece of it is gratitude. Gratitude is the glue that holds it all together. And, you know, when I'm working with a client, you know, and the sessions that I do are generally about an hour in length, and sometimes the client won't feel that shift until they actually, at the very end of the session, the last thing that I do is I have them to take a moment and give thanks to their angels, their teachers, their guides, whoever they want to thank. And it's at that moment that all of a sudden, many times they'll tell me, oh, wow, I just got it. You know, I feel the difference. And so gratitude is the piece that really holds it all together. you know, in the Bible, there's a story about Jesus healing lepers, and I don't remember the number. Let's just say it was 9 lepers, and they all went away. They were all healed, and one of them came back a day later and thanked him. You know, in between the lines, I would bet money that the other 8 lepers had a relapse. The one that was grateful for it, you know, he was probably able to own his healing and keep it. So, you know, so gratitude is really the key, I think, just to everything. You know, if you understand that everything that you think is actually creating something, then you can become accountable for your creations. You know, you can support your creations by loving them and by being grateful for them, and they'll continue to attract more creations to you, because that's how the law of attraction works.
Mm. And it's so true. And you know what I have found as I am starting to shed and let go of things that no longer serve me, there's different shifts that I feel in my body, and sometimes it's really hard to describe how they feel. But one of the things is, as I'm letting go or I am shedding away things that just don't serve me anymore, I'm backfilling with love and light. And so I'm just asking the angels, God, the universe, just to fill all of those gaps and fill it with love, fill it with light, and help me be whole again. And it's so interesting how much lighter. So every time I do it, I feel lighter and lighter. But the one thing that I also notice is I really need to replenish, and so drinking a lot of water. And I know a lot of people who do any type of energy work or healings, for example, what we did today, you know, I'm already feeling like, oh, my goodness, I need to go get a couple glasses of water because I feel
minerals. When you do a lot of this energetic work, you deplete the minerals. So you have to make sure that you're eating healthy food that has a lot of minerals in it. And, you know, one of the things that I found was that as I grew in consciousness, I had to eat food that was conscious, you know. So in other words, you know, organic, fresh and raw, and not, you know, processed food and fake food and things like that, because they weren't in alignment with my body.
See, very interesting, because I'm sure that will actually, you know, people will start to feel that. They'll go, oh, gosh, I don't feel very good, and they don't realize, you know, they just ate all this fried food or processed food. And when you start to track, because I had a client of mine, and I had her start to track the food that she was eating, because periodically she would just feel horrible, and her body felt worn down. And then as she tracked how her body was feeling, she was starting to kind of take it back to a certain food group, and going, ah, okay, every time I eat this kind of food, it's causing this type of reaction in my body. It just was not, it was not really feeding her body and her spirit. So it's really interesting how, as we make these shifts, a lot of things happen, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, in our bodies. And so, Jean, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show today and, you know, making miracles happen. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And blessings to you, Elizabeth, for the work you're doing for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, it is my pleasure, and thank you, like I said, for coming on the show. Well, everyone, today my intention was for you to experience Jean and her power tools, and you are blessed with really hearing two different types of situations happen. One with me and my family and trying to understand why I was having some financial blocks recently. And to look back, it's like, no, it wasn't recently. It's actually been going on for quite a while. And my connection to my grandmother. And what a beautiful, you know, unfolding to actually see, wow, what a change, what a difference that has made. And I could actually feel that energetic connection with my grandmother. And then again with Kathy, to see her connection with her weight and some of the challenges that she has been experiencing, and how beautiful to get that connection to help clear her as well. So once again, I want to thank Jean Adrian and her power tools and all her amazing miracle blessings that we had today on the show. And I want to thank you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And until next week, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwick.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ